This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. To Lent Thursday, posted February 21, 2008, John 9:13-17, 34-39. Spiritual blindness, paraphrase: Jesus encountered a man born blind, John 9:1. Jesus made clay from spit and dirt in the manner of healers of that time, and anointed the man's eyes. Jesus told the man to go to the pool of Siloam, the name means sent, John 9:6-12, and wash. The man did as Jesus had commanded, and came back healed of his blindness. Since it was the Sabbath, the Pharisees, legalistic religious leaders, asked the healed man what had been done and by whom, that he had been healed. When the man did, the Pharisees told the healed man the healing was not of God because Jesus had broken the Sabbath by making clay. Others said that a sinner could not have healed the man, so it must be of God. The Pharisees asked the healed man what he said about the healer, and the man declared him a prophet. The Pharisees tried to convince the man that they were righteous and had religious authority above Jesus. The healed man refused to accept their judgment of Jesus, and the Pharisees refused to accept the healed man's testimony to the contrary. The Pharisees excommunicated the healed man from the temple. Jesus went to the healed man, who he knew had been cast out. Jesus asked the man if he believed in the Son of Man, and the healed man asked who the Son of Man was so that he could do so. Jesus told the man he was looking at the Son of Man, who was speaking to him, and the healed man addressed Jesus as Lord and declared his belief. Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may become blind." John 9:39. Commentary: We are all born spiritually blind and spiritually dead. All we have sinned, disobeyed God's word, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10, and the penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23. Jesus is God's only provision of a Savior for our forgiveness and salvation from eternal condemnation, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. The blind man believed Jesus and trusted and obeyed Jesus' word. He went to the pool and washed as Jesus had told him, and his blindness was healed. He saw that Jesus was the Savior. That's what the Lord wants to do for us. As we begin to trust and obey Him, our spiritual eyes will be opened, our spiritual blindness will be healed, Luke 24:45. The religious leaders had created a religious empire for themselves. Note that it was their religion, not their faith in God and God's word. They believed in their tradition. They wanted to be in charge. They wanted to be God, the original sin of Adam and Eve, Genesis 3:5. The religious leaders hated Jesus because he threatened their status and careers. Instead of rejoicing that the man had been healed, they criticized Jesus for breaking their religious tradition. A religious argument ensued. The religious leaders denied that the healing was God's work because it was done on the Sabbath. Others accepted it as the work of God because a sinner could not have healed the man. The Pharisees asked the healed man, and the healed man declared that the one, Jesus, who had healed him was a prophet. The Pharisees asserted their authority and their righteousness above that of Jesus, and the healed man refused to accept their authority. The Pharisees became more spiritually blind because they refused to accept the healing and the man's testimony. They condemned the healed man as an ignorant sinner, and they excommunicated him from their religion. The healed man's spiritual sight was being healed. He had trusted in Jesus, had experienced healing, had come to personal knowledge of and relationship with Jesus Christ, and he refused to submit to the worldly authority of the Pharisees. The healed man had experienced healing from Jesus and he grew in faith, obedient trust, in Jesus. He perceived that Jesus was a prophet, although religious authorities did not. Jesus found and came to the healed man and revealed himself fully to him because the healed man was willing to trust and obey whatever Jesus asked. The healed man had lost his membership in the Jewish religion, but it was no longer the congregation of God's people. Those who trust and obey Jesus are the new people of God. Isn't the nominal church today divided by controversy over the role of tradition versus scripture? Aren't there church leaders for whom ministry is just a career choice? Aren't there people within the church who regard it as their personal empire? Aren't there churches which are making members instead of born-again disciples, and building buildings instead of building the kingdom of God? Jesus' coming is the judgment of this world. Those who believe, trust and obey Jesus will be healed of spiritual blindness, raised from spiritual death, and reborn, John 3:3-5-8, to new spiritual life through the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:14-14, Romans 8:9-11-15-16. Those who reject Jesus and refuse to trust and obey him remain in spiritual blindness and become more and more spiritually blind, cutting themselves off from the only source of healing. Jesus is the only way to forgiveness and restoration of fellowship with God, the only way to know divine eternal truth, and the only source of true eternal life, John 14:6. By rejecting Jesus and denying their spiritual blindness and need for spiritual healing, the Pharisees condemned themselves, John 3:16-21. Jesus has promised to return on the day of judgment. Everyone who has ever lived will be accountable to him for what we have done in our lifetime on earth. Those who have trusted and obeyed Jesus and have been born again, John 3:3-5-8, will receive eternal life in God's kingdom in heaven. But those who have rejected Jesus and have refused or failed to obey Jesus will be condemned to eternal destruction and death in hell, Matthew 25:31-46, 2 Thessalonians 1:5-10. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?